This is Bill Williams, CHLO News for Michael Jewelers. Central Mortgage and Housing Corporation officials in London announced today that St. Thomas in London will be among four centers to share in the new CMHC loans. The loans will come from the recently announced $170 million being made available CMHC across Canada. R.D. Parkinson, manager of the London office, explains what St. Thomas will receive.
We don't know yet what the demand is for speculative building loans in St. Thomas, and we will in turn be contacting the individual builders who have been active under NHA over the last year to find out what the program is for the balance of the year.
Prime Minister Trudeau told the House of Commons today that Canada is not shipping any arms to Nigeria, and this should be the policy of other friendly powers. He had been asked by conservative foreign affairs critic R.G.L. Fairweather if External Affairs Minister Sharp will ask Britain, France, and Russia to stop shipping arms to Biafra and federal Nigerian forces. Mr. Trudeau said Mr. Sharp will not take any such direct action. As of Friday afternoon, the St. Thomas United Appeal stood at the 22% mark. Officially this afternoon, that amount had not changed. Art Jordan, campaign treasurer, explains why.
And there's no use just giving you a report because it wouldn't be anywhere near accurate. We just got a table full of returns here, and we're snowed in tomorrow morning.
Meanwhile, the London United Appeal is in the same situation. Campaign manager Bill Bertram told CHL News the campaign stands at the 32% mark, which represents about $341,000. Mr. Bertram expressed some hopes for the London campaign.
We're optimistic that this coming week and the next week, 10 days or so, we're going to get a lot of returns in. And we're hoping that by the end of this week or by next Tuesday, we'll be around the 60% mark.
An authoritative Communist Party source in Prague says Czechoslovak communist leaders hope they can salvage most of the reform program despite Kremlin opposition. The source also dismisses as nothing but rumors, Western rumors, that Party Chief Alexander Dubček, Premier Chernik, or the National Assembly President will resign. It looks as though Santa Claus won't be coming to town this year, at least not in a parade. Mrs. Arthur Harris announced today that the Locks Community Group could not possibly organize the annual event. Mrs. Harris told CHL News that a number of reasons were involved in the decision. The two main reasons were the cost, and secondly, the club has been unable to obtain anybody to take over the chairmanship. So unless somebody steps forward, Santa's only visit will be Christmas Eve. This is Fire Prevention Week, and the fire departments across Canada are on an all-out campaign to inform the public against enemy number one, carelessness. One local department, Southfold Township number two, gave elementary students in their area a first-hand look at the firefighter. Charles Ashmore, captain of the brigade, told CHLO News what his men are doing.
Just in this Fire Prevention Week, and we're going around each division of the fire department that had so many schools. We went around to each school and put on a little demonstration and delivered certain literature that was furnished by the fire department.
$631,000 a mile. That's the cost of the McDonald Carche Freeway, according to figures released by the Ontario Department of Highways. Tables show that the 401, as it is most commonly referred to, has cost Ontario $322 million since 1952. This does not include widening since 52, nor highway structures. The figures were released today in conjunction of the opening of the last gap of the province-wide expressway. The last section, which will be opened Friday, is 18 miles west of Brockville. When it opens, it will connect Windsor to the Quebec border, a distance of 510 miles.
CHLO Sports Scoreboard.
Detroit Tigers came from behind today to whip the St. Louis Cardinals 5-3 in the fifth game of the World Series in Detroit. St. Louis leads the best of seven series 3-2. St. Thomas Barons came over a 3-1 deficit last night to win their opening game of the 1969 series 9-4. The Barons broke early game nervousness to score five unanswered goals against the Guelph Imperials. Barons meet the Imperials again next Friday evening in Guelph and play Brantford at home next Sunday.
It's happening now at Michael's Jewelers, a dollar-saving October watch sale. Visit Michael's Jewelers and choose from top quality, name-brand watches, including Bulova, Mido, and Rodania. Many of these outstanding watches are now on display in the window of Michael's Jewelers. Looking ahead to Christmas, now is a good time to select that gift watch. Take advantage of Michael's convenient layaway plan, and you'll have your watch paid for before Christmas, with no bills to worry about after the festive season. You'll be smart to take advantage of this great October watch sale. Come in tomorrow and pick out a fine watch at Michael Jewelers, 396 Talbot, next to Adams, St. Thomas.
CHLO weather.
Skies over the area remain mainly cloudy today, but have started to clear over southwestern sections as an area of high pressure builds in from the west. This clearing will move across the remainder of the region tonight, leaving a mainly sunny day except for a few cloudy periods on Tuesday. Temperatures this afternoon pushed into the mid to high 50s and low 60s, a few degrees below seasonal levels, but will return to the low to mid 60s on Tuesday. A disturbance presently over the American Midwest will gradually approach the Great Lakes area about Wednesday and Thursday. Consequently, increasing cloudiness is expected on Wednesday, followed by showers. In the meantime, temperatures tonight will run in the 40 to 45 degree range. The following is the forecast for western and southwestern Ontario. Cloudy, clearing this evening. Tuesday, sunny with a few cloudy periods and warmer. The wind's light. The low tonight and high tomorrow for God Region Stratford, 40 and 62. For Port Stanley and St. Thomas, 45 and 65. And for London, 40 and 65. The outlook for Wednesday, increasing cloudiness, followed by showers. This is Don Scott, speaking from the London Weather Office.
This edition of CHLO News for Michael's Jewelers is 61 degrees in the Paul Ski Show.
CHLO, more fun, more music.
In this world of ups and downs, my dreams all fall through. And that's where I want to be.
Let's have a four taps, everyone. I'm in a different world. It's 6:06. This is Paul Ski on a Monday afternoon.
Swinging 68, CHLO.
That's Dion and a Good Guy Preview Extra on the Ski Show this afternoon called Abraham Martin and Booker T. 6:09, CHLO High Low Time. And listen, I'd like to tell you about the greatest plan for people who buy records. It's called the Record Club of Canada. Now, I belong and you should too, because the Record Club of Canada gives you a complete choice of 30,000 records, over 200 labels at 30 to 75% discounts. And listen, you're never sent any record that you personally haven't ordered, and you aren't forced to buy any records. You can order one, none, 100, as many as you wish. It's up to you. And all records are number one factory fresh, sealed and guaranteed free of defects. The Record Club of Canada mails you a free catalog plus a club magazine listing all the specials. Now, members have purchased Sinatra, the Beach Boys, Rolling Stones, Tom Jones, Barbra Streisand, which regularly list up to $5.98 for only $1.49. There's some of the big-name classics at $1.49 plus other specials at 89 cents. Now, other clubs limit your choice to records they manufacture, but the Record Club of Canada gives you a complete choice of all records, all labels. No fuss, no legal contracts. Lifetime membership, normally five bills, my friend. But your limited time special over CHLO is one half price, $2.50. Here's all you do. Make your check payable to the Record Club of Canada for $2.50. Mail it to me, Paul Ski, care of CHLO Box 68, St. Thomas. All righty? Satisfaction guaranteed or your bread back within 10 days.
CHLO.
My white room, that's the cream, number 24 and certified of the Good Guy Survey. It's now 6:13, Paul Ski working on a Monday afternoon, everybody.
Hey, let's all go to A&W. Food's more fun at A&W. We'll have a mug of root beer or maybe two or three. Pick the perfect size from the burger family. Hey, let's all go to A&W. I can taste it now.
Come to A&W and have one for the road. A fresh, frosty mug of Canada's most famous root beer. Dark and delicious and creamy good. While you're there, have a mama burger or a papa burger or a teen burger. Canada's number one burgers. Where else but at A&W, the friendly drive-in. Three London locations, Dundas East, York Street, and Springbank Drive.
Come to A&W.
CHLO Preview Extra.
Yes, one for my baby and one more for the road. 614, Bobby Goldsboro's brand new song about the straight line.
Sometimes I imagine myself as a drifter, seeker of fortune, connoisseur of grape wine.
Bobby Goldsboro dropping by to say hi on the Paul Ski Program.
Thank you, Bobby. Hey, checking the action tonight at the Brass Rail, Johnny Stevens and the Hi-Fis, the Capitol St. Thomas, Thoroughly Modern Millie, at the Highland the Garbo Festival continues, at the 401 Drive-In Theater, A Lovely Way to Dine, Three Guns for Texas, at the Country Fair, Candy in the Barrel, House Boys, my friends, and Johnny DeBerry and his jazz group in the Smokehouse.
Delicious tarts and little cakes that Christie bakes. The way out way to have the wildest lunch in town. Every Christie Happy Snack is a crazy snack for lunchtime or after school.
Get on after four at your favorite store. Christie Happy Snack, the one fried snack
that
with a smiling face.
Try a luscious cherry pie or chocolatey brownies filled with nuts, buttery butter tarts, pink and white snowballs, or chocolate flips with a crazy cream filling. They're all at your favorite store in the smiling happy snack package. One low price, 15 cents.
Christy has the corner of all the C-H-L-O.
Big Jim Hendricks, number three on the Good Guy Survey. It's certified for you all along the Watchtower. 622, CHL Ohio Time with Paul Skeen. When the United Appeal canvasser calls on you, don't give excuses, give cash. That's right, hard cash, because it takes money, lots of it, to support the work of the United Appeal agencies, including the Canadian Arthritis and Rheumatism Society, the St. John Ambulance, and the Canadian Mental Health Association. So whether you give direct or through the convenient payroll deduction plan, donate as much as you possibly can. Remember, your one gift works many wonders. Give generously to the St. Thomas and District United Appeal campaign.
Listen, buddy. Man's greatest ego builder is a sharp gal for that formal dance.
Well, agreed. And man's second greatest ego builder is the Slimline Tuxedo by After Six, now available in London at Joseph's Formal Rental. You can be assured of today's styles and expert fitting by the specialists at Joseph's Formal Rental at reasonable rates, too. Joseph's Formal Rental is the most conveniently located at 194 Wellington.
I'll buy that, mister. But where am I going to get a sharp gal?
68 St. Thomas, C-H-L-O.
Now that's true. 623 with Polsky to Buffalo Springfield from supposedly their last album, On the Way Home.
The dream came, I held my breath with my eyes closed.
C-H-L-O.
Well, the man says clearing slowly this evening, sunny warmer, some cloudy periods tomorrow, light winds. Hello tonight with Bobby Steele and Mike J of 45, tomorrow's high 65. For Wednesday, the weather woody showers downtown now. It's overcast and 61.
What would I give?